Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second only in Parsha's Tazria Metzaira, that's Perek Yud Gimel, Pasach of Dalid. And we continue talking about Tzaras. The Pasach says, Oy Vasar, Kiye Ba'ir Michvas Eish, if he has a burn from a fire on his skin, V'hoysa Michas HaMichva, and on the healed skin of the burn, Baharis Levona Damdames, Oy Levono, there's a reddish-white Baharis, or a white one, V'hoysa Kain, and the Kain should look at it, V'hine Nepach Seir Lavon, Baharis, if there was a hair that turned white in the Baharis, Umareha Amek Minar, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, Tzaras, it broke out on the burn. If the kohen sees it, there isn't any white hair in the baharas, and it's not deeper than the skin, and it's dim. The kohen should be masgirim. He should put him into quarantine for 7 days because he's unsure. Right now, we're not so sure. Is it tamei or tahor? And the kohen should look at it on the seventh day. If it's spread out on the skin, so then the kohen's going to be it, negatzaras, it's a negatzaras. But im tachtea tamid habaharis lifa sabar vehikea, if it remains in its place, it didn't spread out in the skin, and it's dim, se'es ha-mechvahi, this is just a se'es of the burn, betiarea kain, and the kain shall be metaharit, kitzarevis ha-mechvahi, for it's just a scarring of the burn, and it's not tzaras. Now the pasuk moves on to another type of tzaras, ve'ishi isha, man or woman, kiya vaynaga b'rosha b'zakan, if they have a nega, if they have an affliction on the head or on the beard. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk haftes, b'rosha b'zakan. The pasuk is telling us that there's a difference if there's a nega, an affliction, in a place where there usually is hair, like the head or the beard, as opposed to if it's in a place just on the regular flesh, such as the arm or the leg. This one, a nega which is in a place which usually doesn't have hair, such as on the regular flesh, so then you could tell that it's tummy if it has white hair in it. This one, that's in a place that usually does have hair, you can tell that it's tummy because it has yellowish hair. So back to the pasuk, lamed v'ra kain as a nega, the kain should look at the nega, v'hine mar'ehu amek min ha'ar, if its appearance is deeper than the skin, and it has weak yellowish hair, then the kohen should be metame it. It's a nesek, tzaras harosh ahazakonhu, it's tzaras of the head or the beard. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk lamed, uvayseir tzahiv, shnepach seir shachar shabayle tzahiv, the black hair of the head or the beard turned to yellow. Nesekhu, it's a nesek. What is a nesek? Kach shumay shal nega shem kaim seir. This is the name of the nega, which is in the place where there's hair. Back to chumash pasuk lamed aleph, bavachi yira kohen es a nega nesek, vihine ein if when the kohen looks at it, he sees it's not deeper than the skin. It does not have black hair. The kohen should lock away this nega for 7 days, meaning the person is quarantined for 7 days. The kohen should look at the nega on the seventh day. If it didn't spread out, if it does not have yellowish hair, and the appearance of the nesek is not deeper than the skin. So he shall shave all of the hair which is around the nesek. But don't shave the nesek itself, and then he should quarantine him for another 7 days. The kohen should look at the nesek on the seventh day, if it did not spread out in the skin, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin, the kohen should be metar him, he shall wash his clothing and he'll be tahar. However, if the nesek does spread out on the skin, after he was metar it, and the kohen sees it, and behold, it's spread out. The kohen does not have to examine it to see if it has yellow hair. Tamehu, it's tamei. However, if in his eyes the nesek remained, and then black hair sprouted in it, the nesek became healed, it's tahar, and the kohen's metayer it. And now another scenario of tzaras. Isha, man or woman, if they have on their skin spots, white spots. The kohen looks, and they have on their flesh these dim white spots. Bayaku parach ba'ar is just a bayak which spread out on the skin. Taharu, it's tahar, and it's not tzaras. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up continuing to talk about tzaras tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.